This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Speaking of options, let's take a quick detour. Troy, I want to talk about something that we did the other day on Friday.
Was this on the Runner Show? No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
Audible. Troy, we did something that I don't usually do. I went against my usual pattern, but every now and then I deviate. And there was an interesting thing that you had brought to my attention of Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Shout out to Robin Hood.
Good folks to Robin Hood.
And you know, we looked at the stock and the stock was down, I believe, 85% from its high. And you had all this details on, you know, Robin Hood and why you, you know, thought that it would be a good play and different things of that nature. So we put an option call on Robin Hood.
Yes, we did.
$20 option call.
Where's your entry?
So at the time, the stock was like at 10 something, and our bid was like, we got like 350.
Oh, you good.
So yeah, it was up 25% today.
Today.
Quick 25% profit. Like I said, I usually don't do individual stocks, but.
So imagine the conversation I had to have with him for him to do it.
I did. I do believe.
Why would I do it now? Exactly. You got to talk to him for an hour, right? I know because I didn't get a text about it. I know you'll argue for hours.
It was a 15-minute call. What happened was, you know, like when you watch some of these investment shows, they always talk about unusual activity at a certain strike price. And so obviously we saw Robinhood just take a hit, right? They missed on their earnings. They missed almost on everything, their guidance, everything. They dropped down to $9.44. And now we found out that Cathie Wood bought $31 million worth of shares, but we didn't know that then. And so I was just looking at the actual stock. I'm like, all right, well, let's see how many people are making puts on it. And when I looked at the puts, I actually saw the calls had an unusual number of volume at the 20 call. And that wasn't just for like 2024. It was like short term and long term. I'm just like, man, this is unusual. And so I started digging deeper. I wanted to look inside of the history of the option, see where it originated at. At one point, it was at $2,800 a contract. So when I see it down at $350 a contract, now I'm interested, right? Because I'm looking at the floor. I'm like, all right, well, has Robinhood hit its floor? And so then I had to show them why I think if it hasn't hit its floor, it's damn near it. The upside, right? Even if it moves 5 to 6% in a year, we can get to $18, $20 by 2024, right? They still have over 40 million users. They still have crypto as an asset that they can use when they obviously they're dropping their crypto wallet. So there was all these things that were pointing toward it. And I'm like, all right, we don't have to load the boat on it, but let's buy a few contracts here. And obviously it worked out enough in our advantage for the first couple of days. We'll see how it does over the next couple of months.
What's your percentage exit price that you guys are going for?
Selfishly? I like anything over 50 to 100% on this one.
Yeah.
That's my range. If it goes over that, I'm happy. But 50 to 100.
Yeah, I think 100% is definitely doable. Monitor the situation at 50%. See how more comfortable. And I feel comfortable about Robinhood, though, because I actually got a chance to actually visit the facility in Silicon Valley and speak with leadership.
You know how they got subtle shade? Like, your subtle flex is phenomenal.
Another one.
Job well done.
Oh man, so
Mike, clip that up.
That was fly.
That was tough. You in a good mood today? You had to run around, go out through the city. I feel fly. You.
Yeah. But we'll see. I just go, Troy. Like I said, every now and then, you know, we just do something. You know, I didn't put too much in, but Troy, he's always doing research and he's always looking at like volume plays, the volume that's coming into the option calls and all that. He does that stuff all day. So, yeah, just wanted to let them know that.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to everybody that was on. I had held a little something for our people who attended Apollo.
Not a little something. You had an exceptional.
An exceptional performance at the Apollo. Our people who attended the Saturday gathering, I should call it that, because it was more than just a sit down. It was a learning session, but it was a gathering. It was a nice social environment. We held something for them this Saturday. And so if they were there, we talked about it. Hopefully you got into the positions early this morning because it was still at that 350 range. I know it got up to like 485. So that was a nice play. That was a nice one.
Yeah, we need the Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco. Flex DeMarco. Bomb.
Shotty, you should get out at 1958. Like that's because I know you're conservative. So let's start take profit at 1958.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the price target on it is actually 1955. That's interesting. You said that.
So most my name.
Most analysts, and that's one of the things I was showing people how to research too, is let's see what the analysts are saying. So there's over 200 analysts. You study that, you get an average. So the average was about 1955 for December of this year. So that's interesting.
If you guys are not in it already, please don't chase it. I don't want you to die. I don't want you to know that.
No. Too late. Yeah, this is
you didn't shoot your shot when you were supposed to. It's gone, family.
Yeah. But we got to find a new gym.
Find a new one. All right, let's talk about this. Okay. What are three big lessons learned from last week's drop?
Number one, everyone is focusing on the short term. And I think media does that to trick you out of your spot. Like, we had 3 to 4 weeks of a pullback. That's nothing. Some of y'all have been in bad relationships 5 years and you're like, man, the market's crashing. I'm like, no, the relationship crashing. Why don't you get out of that? Moment of silence. Okay, I'll keep going. Number two.
Hold on, Ian. I got you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Number congratulations. Now I'm gonna stay. I have water. I'm peaceful today, right? I meditated. Got a little coconut oil on. You have to focus on the highest quality assets. So for those who bought in at great prices on crypto stocks, you were fine. It wasn't that hard of a drawdown. If you're seeing something fall back 50%, 55%, 60% from a year ago, it wasn't a good asset to begin with. And then number three, I'm realizing almost everybody is buying way too damn high. Like when you buy a good company, good business, good brand, you don't have those same kind of fears. Now, for my veterans, I've always told you, when it's a bloody week like that or 2 weeks like that, don't open your account. It makes it a hell of a lot easier because then you'll start to have FOMO and move things around that you shouldn't. But people are buying too high and hoping. And tonight on Stock Up Call, I'll walk you guys through. But I want to tell you guys, like, if the high is 100, when it gets to 95, you have to stop. You have to stop buying and wait for it. And now, remember a few months ago, I was like, hey, a crash is going to come. There were some people in the comments who were not pandas or earners, and they weren't familiar with us. And they were like, no, it's not going to happen. And now we're there. Now, even everybody on the Bitcoin side is like, yo, 30 is probable. And if 30 breaks, 21 will be sitting there for you. You have to wait for the right prices to buy the best assets in the world and not gamble. And shout out to Chris. He had a great quote. He was like, how do you guys say you want generational wealth and you won't hold a stock for 3 or 4 weeks? Like, it's y'all just saying it because it sounds cute on IG, because you want Bay Girl to DM you. Stay dedicated to the craft. If you look at any stock over a 5 to 10 year period, crypto 5 to 10 year period, you would be crazy to get out of anything that is of high quality. Don't do it.
Yeah, I would say execute, man. That's the biggest lesson, right? Like, we can talk about the price points and we can talk about entries, but if you're not actually executing on it, then what are you just hoarding the information? Right. And that becomes super dangerous, right? Like, you can know a lot and do nothing with it. So that, you like, they always tell you about, like, knowledge is power. I'm like, nah, man, knowledge is power when it's executed. When you execute it, that's when it becomes powerful. So, like, execute. Like, we told
and can I be real? Even with
Hold on real quick. Right, yeah. We spoke about 4 stocks that we invested in, but there was some other ones too that you could have, right? If you would have invested in Netflix when it was 376, right? Think about this. Right? It was at 376. Within 3 days, it's up at 425. It got up to today, right? We're talking about a company that you've been paying probably for the last 8 years without unconsciously paying, right? And they're raising prices on your subscription now, and you're not even going to blink. So it's a company that you're already spending with. It actually hit a low for 52 weeks. And it's like, all right, well, is this a good point? Yeah, we gave you 4. And if you were watching Netflix, you couldn't. Obviously, it had a nice run up.
Yeah, if you're playing these option calls too, that you gotta, when something hits a 52 week low, you gotta start to consider, even if it's not a long term play. I mean, even Zoom's up $10 today. Mm-hmm. It's not really
especially going back to the ground though.
Yeah, but I mean, if you did the option, you're gonna make some money. So you know, it's one of
these. Yeah, but I don't want them to come back and blame us. And me and Shorty told me to.
No! Well, disclaimer: I'm not telling you to do it. Please do
your own research. So hopefully, you have to go through that.
Yes, yes. Nah, I'm not telling you nothing.
Because then they gonna have their own mic clipped it up. So we gotta be play defense. You're not gonna strip me. No pick six over here. Nope. Nope.
You said no pick six.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.